Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. I'm a dentist and also a dental practice broker. We sell dental practices nationwide. Today's topic is sellers of dental practices, be aware of your hygiene department profitability. We'll talk about this important issue. Now, as you know, we've been doing this for 14 years now. I was a dentist for 25. We now have 10 employees, and we're here to help and service you. Our phone number is 201-663-0935, and our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. So please give us a ring. Be happy to chat, free consultation, or you just want some information. We're more than happy to share. We work every day except Christmas and Easter. So give us a ring and we will help you. Now also be aware that the information I'm sharing today is not for, it's not legal or business advice. It's only for entertainment. If you're thinking about selling to a dental practice, the DSO, large corporate dentistry, give us a call first because we know who they are, how to work with them, what they're looking for, what issues they might be having, and some of them are having some issues financially. Some aren't going to closing. Some have changed what they're looking for. Some have consolidated. And some can't get the funding they need. So we can help you with that. Now, often when I work, when I am independent and my team, but when we bring in a DSO or recommend one, they often will pay our commission. So generally, there's no commission to the seller when you work with us. Also, when you work with us, there's no legal fees. You will not have to pay a legal fee. That is, we reimburse your legal fee based on certain criteria. We'll reimburse your legal fees upon successful closing. So give us a ring and we'll be happy to chat with you. All right, what is today's topic? This is about your hygiene department. What's going on if you're doing the PPO insurances? They're not raising their fees. Yet, the salaries for hygienists are going up and up and up. And it's digging into your profitability in your hygiene department. And therefore, your overall department. You've got to be acutely aware of this. Now, hygienists are a necessary profession, professional in our in the dental offices, understanding. But the dental insurance companies are not raising the fees to track the increased salary and hourly wage that hygienists have been getting. They are out of sync. This will be affecting your net profit, your EBITDA. EBITDA, once again, is really your net profit. And then you factor back in the doctor's salary to pay somebody to do the work. But this is a very big deal. So we're telling you now, if you're not ready to sell the practice or it's going to be a few years from now, begin making that that office more profitable. Perhaps you're missing some of the passive periodontal therapies, 4341, I think the code is, or subgingival scale curettage. You know, you have to make your hygienist more profitable. Possibly, sometimes they have the hygiene, assisted hygiene. That might work in certain circumstances. I don't know if it'll work in yours. Other offices, and I don't suggest this, but they condense the time, seeing more patients per hour. I'm not an advocate of that. You don't want to rush your hygienist. But I think the hygienist has to be, maybe somebody has to assist her. If you're going to do that, reduce the time that the patient's spending with the hygienist. Maybe you have to do assisted hygiene. That is, have another assistant that can help her prep a room. You know, ideally, it'd be nice for the hygienist to leave a room when she's finished and have somebody else prepare it and clean it. It's an idea, something to think about. But what I'm trying to tell you, it's affecting your overall profitability. We have one doctor now, and the DSOs are not looking at his practice. He is grossing high, but the hygiene is really affecting his net profit. And because of that, they're not going to buy it. specifically because of that, and it is the hygiene that's really dragging them down. Or you increase the gross of the overall office so that it compensates for the hygiene expense. You got to come up with something. Increase your gross. You may be able to do that with a higher, more marketing and advertising. But you've got to be aware of this right now. Be aware of it now before you put your practice on the market, or else you're running into trouble. Now, you may not be able to sell it. Okay? So your gross income, hopefully, will go up. It will compensate for that. But begin focusing on this. If you have any questions, give us a call. We'd be happy to chat with you on it. Well, we have some beautiful New Jersey weather here. It is cold, wet, damp, windy. And what do we have, like 39 to 42 degrees? Oh, it's miserable. But springtime's coming. And remember, above those clouds, it's sunny out. So think about that. I can't wait to get back with the warm weather again. Another cruise coming up. Oh, I can't believe it. I think I booked, it's January 5th is the first cruise. And then the second cruise already is, January 6th, leaving Miami. And then another one on February 2nd, leaving Miami. Oh, it's going to be great. Come along. We're going to have a great time. Put a seminar on. Great people coming. And it's going to be warm. I love cruises. Bye now.